priceless. It's hot off the wire with Al Freeda.
Reporting live from the block, man.
So Kendrick Lamar is shouting out Jay-Z, Nas, M, and Andre 3000 as the best rappers. And he goes hard, though, on a track. Talking about every other rapper. Listen to this.
But this is hip hop, and them shit, they know what time it is. And that goes for Jermaine Cole, Big Crit, Wale, Pusha T, Meek Mills, A$AP Rocky, Drake, Big Sean, J Electron, Tyler McMillan. I got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you. Trying to make sure your core fans never heard of you. They don't want to hear not one more noun or verb from you.
What
is competition? I'm trying to raise the bar.
He goes on Drake.
I didn't feel like he was going hard on them.
No, he was just rapping.
He got love for him, but I want to make sure.
I'm trying to murder you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure you're out the game. That's competition.
That's it.
Whatever, that's a rap beat. He names buzzing. Drake. Aww. He names Wale. He names J. Cole.
I got love for you.
He been on these dudes' records. He's been on A$AP Rocky's record.
I don't know. This sounds like a beef.
Y'all, you know what?
Why is he shouting out everybody else?
He just think he's better than
everybody. That's on Albert. He told you about this.
No, I explained it to her.
Because he shouts out Jay-Z. He talks about he's the best rapper. He talks about who the best rappers are. And I'm saying Kendrick Lamar talks about who the best rappers are. All right, so Soulja Boy, that's kind of what we do. Soulja Boy was kicked off an American Airlines flight after apparently refusing to sit down. Of course, he apologized afterwards. Mac Miller's camp is denying reports that he collapsed on stage, but footage from a recent concert seems to show him collapsing in the middle of a set.
On stage.
Then his entourage is rushing to help him, but Miller's people say, no, he was ducking down on stage. It's part of his act.
You know what? There's too many cameras, y'all. Stop it.
Yeah. Usher's son, and you know what? I don't know why these people keep collapsing. I'm kind of agreeing with Abbott. I think there's a designer drug out there. I'm not saying Mac Miller's using it, but something's going on these days. Usher's son is out of the hospital hanging with his grandma. The 5-year-old was photographed wearing a bandage on his arm, so he's a lot better. Mm-hmm. Gloria Govan and Matt Barnes finally walked down the aisle at a really pretty ceremony in Santa Barbara. She looked gorgeous. Her sister and castmate, Laura Govan, was her maid of honor. Lots of ballers were there. I'm saying if you're a single chick, you know, this is the place where you go meet you a baller husband, if that's what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And of course, Gloria, classy chick that she is, walked down the aisle to Tupac's All Eyes on Me. Speaking of ratchetness, guess who's on the new remix of I Ain't Worried About Nothing?
Who?
You're never going to guess, so I might as well tell you.
No.
Mom D.
Why give you one more guess of ratchetness?
Bad Joe.
Twerking.
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, boy.
And she rocks.
She ain't rocking nothing. Shut up, Albert. She's so what? But that don't mean she's rocking just because she can ride the beat.
Turn your mic off.
All right, so
the sales assistant who allegedly refused to show Oprah Winfrey a $40,000 handbag says race had nothing to do with it. She says she simply told Oprah that the bag she wanted to see was just like the one she was holding in her hand, only a lot more expensive.
She says, I just told the big black broad that it's too can't afford it.
So you're a filled-in. How could you ever afford this? A judge ruled yesterday that a former restaurant manager...
Was that your Swiss...
No, I don't... Was that your Swiss? No.
Okay.
Yours is bad, too.
I wasn't even trying, but you did. I was just doing what you were doing. Yeah,
shut up.
Whatever.
A judge yesterday ruled that a former restaurant manager had no right to sue Paula Deen for racial discrimination because she's white. The woman tried to claim that somebody in her family was biracial.
I'm going to tell you something. My great-great-grandfather probably hit a black woman.
Oh, you know he did. And Paula Deen would have said mine too. But the judge says that still makes her just an accidental victim of racial discrimination. Now, the manager has also sued for sexual discrimination, and part of that suit was not thrown out, so we're going to have to see what happens with that. I'm Al Freeda. That's Hot Off the Wire. J. Cole is going to be on Conan tonight, so you may want to check that out.
Wow, that's freaky.
What?
Who's going to be on top?
Okay, you want more stuff? The rest of our morning show.com.